mucho disfrute, que no haya violencia y que disfrutemos del deporte más maravilloso que hay en el mundo.
Perfecto. Y bueno, sabemos que el Estadio Azteca va a ser donde se va a jugar el primer partido de todo el Mundial. ¿Cómo se siente entrar al Estadio Azteca cuando está lleno de gente?
Es una maravilla. Es un estadio imponente. Tuve la oportunidad de jugar ese partido inaugural en el 86 y también tuve la oportunidad de anotar mi único gol en Mundial, que fue contra Bélgica, que ganamos. Que por ahí está mi amigo Jean-Marie Paf, que le mando saludos. Y nada, fue un momento maravilloso, histórico, único, y lo que sugiero a mis colegas mexicanos que aprovechen este Mundial para hacer cosas grandes, y indudablemente jugando en México más todavía. Así que suerte también para Estados Unidos y para Canadá.
Y bueno, ¿qué es lo? Me contaste un poco sobre qué especial son los fans de México. ¿Qué les dices a ellos ahora para poner el esfuerzo tras la selección?
Bueno, pues sentirnos como mexicanos orgullosos de ser organizadores y que disfruten, porque no cualquier país tiene 3 mundiales en nuestra tierra y en nuestra casa. Así que a disfrutar y a gozar una vez más.
Perfecto. Y tenemos una más para usted. ¿Cómo te sientes sobre la selección entre una forma técnica, los jugadores y qué? Sí, ¿qué piensas sobre eso?
Bueno, estamos en una transición en cuanto a que Javier Aguirre y Rafa Márquez están buscando el momento, la forma ideal de juego, y México se ha caracterizado por jugar en conjunto. No tenemos grandes figuras a manera individual, pero en conjunto sé que podemos conseguir cosas importantes.
Perfecto. Bueno, un placer. Muchas gracias. Y ahora, hey, Kevin, back up to you. Do you know Spanish? Do you understand any of that?
Okay, listen, trust me when I tell you that the Hart family will be sitting right alongside the Ramirez's watching the World Cup. Danny, you're looking at America's biggest soccer dad, okay? And guess what? We're going to be glued to the TV and on all TV screens on July 19th when the World Cup final takes place next year, right where our next performer grew up. Please welcome a New Jersey native and one of the most influential musical artists of her generation, ladies and gentlemen, Lauryn Hill.
Hello. How you feeling? Can we get some movement out of you, please?
Come on. Let's go.
It's funny how money changes situations. Miscommunication leads to complications. My emancipation over your equation. I was on a humble, you on every station. Someone like a Miss Hill, like she done. But I'm not the king, nor does it hurt. Everything you did has already been done. For all the tricks from Rex to Kingston, my strength of nature came down one line. Understand how boogie now I lie. Whatever link tests me, run for me up. Can't take a threat to my new boss. Outing its way since creation. But because you far from temptation, now you're on bound over separation. Tarnish my image in your conversation. Who you gon' scrimmage like you the champion? Might win some, but you just lost one. 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 Might win some, but you just lost one. Listen, I brought family with me. My son Zion Marley is here. For positive message, let's spread it. Come on, let's spread it. Let's go, let's go. Come on.
Hey, I feel it.
Let's go.
Hey, I feel it.
Come on.
Ready?
Make some noise.
Ready?
Here we go.
Hey. You and I.
In the sky,
you can fly. Let's go higher. Let's take us down. Never let me break you down.
Ready,
ready, ready. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the sky. Who knows Bob Marley out here? The legend Bob Marley.
feeling from my life.
So long, so long. Hey, you drop
it.
The moonlight.
Yo. Baby, if you're in the
too right. Too right.
Too right.
Too long.
Too
long.
Too long. Sing my
song.
I've been on this road for way too long.
So what we gon' do?
And
what we gon' do?
Hey, yo,
we gon' keep jumping.
And
praises. Keep jumping. Keep jumping. Keep jumping.
Sing it,
keep jumping. All your friends and praises.
Let's go.
Come on, FIFA. Come on, FIFA.
Keep jumping.
Come on.
All your friends
and praises.
Praises.
Make some noise for YG Marley.
Yes, yes.
DC, put your hands together again for Lauryn Hill. That was unbelievable. This is going to be an amazing tournament. I can't wait for that draw to happen. But we have here next to me two-time FIFA Women's World Cup winner, Carly Lloyd. How are you?
I'm great.
Well, you had you played 316 times for the U.S. national team and scored 134 goals during an incredible international career. But you never got a chance to play the World Cup at home. So the men's national team, they have the privilege and opportunity to do that. So how much support are they going to get? How fantastic is that going to feel?
Well, look, you know, every soccer player's dream is to win a World Cup, to play in a World Cup. Our 2015 World Cup felt like we were home in Canada. It was an amazing World Cup. I've got some of my teammates here in attendance, Jill Ellis, that coached us during that 2015 World Cup. You know, this is going to be the biggest and best World Cup. I don't think that we all know what's going to come. And these players, U.S. players in particular, have to harness that opportunity. This World Cup on home soil doesn't happen very often. And, you know, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be amazing. The team had a really great window last window. I'm looking forward to watching them play. But this is going to be an unbelievable opportunity that they have to seize.
Amazing. Well, it's the impact that this World Cup's going to have on women's soccer is going to be phenomenal. What are the takeaways that you hope that at the end of the World Cup that impact leaves here in the U.S.?
Well, we've seen every World Cup, you know, the footprint that it leaves, not just during the tournament, but afterwards. We saw it in 2015 in Canada, the way that our league exploded after that, the NWSL. The NWSL continues to thrive. I think it's just going to be great for both the men and women's sides. And like I said, we have to leverage that. We have to harness it. We have to take every opportunity. And it's going to have, you know, impact on so many generations to come. It's going to provide girls and boys with dreams of one day playing in a World Cup.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much. And Kevin, Heidi, back to you guys.
Thanks, Danny. Okay, we have the trophy. The three host nations have already been drawn. I think we're ready for the rest.
Well, I mean, look, apart from one thing, I mean, we haven't said it, but you are a world-famous fashion model and a TV personality. Yes, come on, one time. I agree. One time, please, please.
Stop it.
I am America's funny guy who just so happens to have a comedy special on Netflix called Acting My Age. Go watch it. Not about me. It's about the moment, though, okay? This moment is actually taking charge of the draw, and it's a serious business. And FIFA, well, they were never going to trust us with this business, Heidi.
Well, speak for yourself. Maybe they were never going to trust you, Kevin.
I didn't think about it like that. I didn't think about it that way until you just said it, honestly.
Well, fortunately, the boss found the perfect person.
Hi, how you doing?
Rio, we are so excited you are conducting the final draw. How are you feeling?
Super excited, but a bit nervous too.
Why? Because hundreds of millions of people will be watching? Will you play in front of big crowds?
Yeah, but listen, this is different. I've got to remember all the draw rules and the protocols.
Ah, don't worry. I'm sure one of our new FIFA World Cup 2026 ambassadors can give you some great advice. They are incredible. I will put you in touch.
Wait, but who are they?
Oh, you will see. Good luck, Rio.
I wonder who this could be.
Rio de Janeiro, FIFA, PS2, Quiero.
Matthew McConaughey.
Your FIFA World Cup 2026 U.S. ambassador. What can I do you for?
Well, I'd love to know, what would you do if he's in my place conducting a draw?
Yeah, well, look, just treat it like you would a match, you know? Prepare, focus, relax, ride the vibe, and be real. Easy. Lickety-split, nothing to it, man.
But, listen, I can't relax. I'm in my head. I'm excited. I'm nervous.
Don't overthink it, brother. Vibe at the moment. It's going to be all right. Guaranteed.
Okay, listen, that did help, and thank you.
Anytime, man. Trust the process, just keep living, and I will see you there.
Wait, do you know the draw process?
Hola, Rio.
What?
Rio, hello.
Wait, how did you do that? Are you?
Salma Hayek-Pino, acclaimed actress and newly appointed FIFA ambassador. Yes. Surprise?
This is incredible. Congratulations.
Yes, I'm incredible. Thank you.
Salma, I need your advice. I'm a little nervous about conducting the draw.
Oh, Rio, my advice is to have fun out there. You know, enjoy it. Feel the moment. But if you could stop, I wrote a joke for you to warm up the crowd. Why don't football players get hot? Because of all the fans.
Listen, that's great. And thank you, Salma. But listen, I am still worried about the technical side.
The complicated stuff, huh? Well, if you want some help with the rules, I cannot help you with that because I'm very bad at following rules. But I know some brilliant people who can help you with it.
Who?
Experts. Like, the best. Like, real experts.
How will I?
I will have them reach out to you, okay?
Well, when?
Oh, trust me, Rio. You will be amazing.
Time to meet your draw conductor, an England legend and one of the finest defenders of his generation, who is a European champion and a six-time English Premier League winner with Manchester United. He played in two World Cups and made 81 appearances for his country. Ladies and gentlemen, please make some noise for Rio Ferdinand.
How you doing, guys?
Hello.
See you again.
Yeah.
How you doing? Lovely to see you.
Hello.
Thank you.
How about that call from Matthew McConaughey and Salma Hayek, you know, to get you ready?
Well, it just shows you how big this is, man. Taking charge of the World Cup draw, it's not a small thing. But you know what? I've got to say, guys, I've been listening backstage, and with your permission, Mr. President, we've got to stop calling it soccer. I'm sorry. We've got to go. Where I'm from is football, and most of the people in this building right now, we call it football. So, If that's okay, we're going to continue like that, yeah?
No, fine with me. Of course. Whatever you want. I'm in line. You know, whatever you need from me, I'm here to do it. You're in charge. I don't want you to worry about the thing. We've got your back. And we've built you a team, okay? And I'm going to introduce this team. She is one of the most respected broadcasters in the business, and she'll make sure that today everything else goes smoothly. I promise you when I say that. Please welcome Draw co-conductor, Samantha Johnson.
Great start to the show. My God, I'm so happy to be here. So honored to be here.
So, Sam, Rio, right now, are you guys happy? Is it safe to say you're happy?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. I mean, the only thing, I don't know who Sam was talking about, do you?
Well, you mean the real experts on all of the draw rules? Sure, Salma told us where you need to go.
Welcome to Draw Conductor Bootcamp.
You're conducting the final draw, right?
Yeah, I'm really excited for it.
Have you ever conducted a draw before?
Well, no, but...
Then you need training. Let's go. First question. How many teams are in this World Cup?
32.
Maybe back in your day. It's 48 now.
Right, okay, 48 teams.
Those 48 teams will be split into 12 groups. 4 teams per group. And all 48 teams have been divided into 4 pods, each containing 12 teams, which we've improvised for training.
Oh, this is brilliant.
The pods are based on the latest FIFA Coca-Cola Men's World Ranking. As of November 19th, Pot 1 is the top 9 teams plus the 3 host nations. Pot 2 has the next 12 highest ranked teams. It's the same for Pot 3, but that has the next 12 highest ranked teams. And Pot 4 has the next 6 highest ranked teams, along with 6 placeholders.
Wait, placeholders? What are they?
There are still 6 spots up for grabs at the FIFA World Cup.
6 spots?
FIFA World Cup 26 playoff. 6 teams, 2 qualify. European playoffs, 16 teams, 4 qualify. Those are the 6 placeholders, and they'll be confirmed in March.
Placeholders. Got it.
Next, the 3 host nations. That's really been taken care of.
Good news.
They are in A, B, and D. The teams of Pot 1 will occupy the first positions in each group. And the 3 hosts are already placed. Your draw assistants will draw Pot 1 first, then on Pot 2, then Pot 3, then Pot 4.
Straight through, one pot at a time.
Rio, listen up. This bit is very important.
Teams from Pots 2, 3, and 4 will take a different position in the group they are drawn into.
Depending on the group they are drawn into and the pot they come from, their position within the group will vary, either 2, 3, or 4. So you're drawing the group they go into, but not which position in that group.
Got it. So your group position determines who you play in your first game, your second game, and your final game.
Exactly! Now, an important rule. No 2 teams from the same confederation can be in the same group.
So no 2 African teams together and no 2 South American teams together, right?
Correct. But there's one exception.
That doesn't surprise me.
European teams. There are 16 European teams at this FIFA World Cup. So 2 European teams can be drawn into the same group, but no more than 2.
European teams are the only exception. Noted.
Now let's practice the actual mechanics.
This is your line.
Please give the teams a good mix and draw the first team from Pot 1. It's time for Pot 2. Pot 3. Finally to Pot 4.
Rio, you've got this!
How do you feel?
Good. It's a lot to memorise, though. But how did you guys all become experts?
My mum reads me the full draw procedure every night before bed to help me fall asleep.
Wait, where will you guys be during the draw? Can I call you if I need help?
It's a Friday, silly. We'll be at school.
Don't worry. You're going to do great.
I could not have done this without you guys.
That looked very tough.
No. No, listen, guy, I had some crazy coaches like Sir Alex Ferguson. These guys, they were demanding, but these guys, they were right up there, man. But, you know, it's worth it. I'm fully prepped and ready to go. Do you understand all that, guys? No, okay, I get you.
Hold on, not quite done yet. One more big surprise. Kevin, I know you've been waiting and you've been practicing. Now is your big moment.
No, this is a really big moment for me, Heidi. Warming up backstage is what I was prioritizing. Michael Buffer, I want you to beat your heart out, okay? This is it. Are you ready? All right, a national hero who redefined the game. He played a winner of 4 Stanley Cups, hockey's ultimate prize. He's also known simply as the Great One. Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Gretzky. Who's already one of his sports all-time greats, crowned American League MVP once again in 2025, and captain of Team USA in 2026 World Baseball Classic, the extraordinary Aaron Judge.
I'm not sure Michael's going to be too worried about his job, though. I also have been practicing myself. Cue the music. A giant of his sport and one of the greatest basketball players of all time, a 4-time NBA champion. It can only be Shaquille O'Neal. And a true icon of the NFL and one of the most celebrated sports stars of his generation, a 7-time Super Bowl champion, the legendary Tom Brady.
Wow, guys, where did this come from? This is a ridiculous setup, man. Wow, icons everywhere.
Well, thanks, Rio. Heidi, listen, by the way, saying thank you to me is just a big deal. It's the nicest thing anybody said to me all day. I appreciate it.
Okay, guys, you've done a great job so far. So, Kevin, Heidi, thank you so much. But
thank you.
We'll take it from here.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Good luck, guys.
Okay.
Wayne, as a Canadian, I mean, how much are you looking forward to just seeing your team play now in this World Cup coming up?
Yeah, we're so excited about it. Soccer is growing so big in Canada right now. We're very proud of our team, and we're looking forward to a great tournament.
Great.
Hey, Aaron, I hear you are a huge football fan. So who do you have your eye on for this tournament?
Wow, just a lot of great teams out there. Definitely looking forward to seeing the USA do their thing out there. But, you know, Argentina's going to have a special group, and looking forward to that.
We should have expected that answer.
Exactly. I mean, Shaq, like Aaron, I know you played American football growing up. You got Tom Brady behind you on your right-hand side. You reckon he would have won a few more Super Bowls if he'd have had you on his team?
Yeah.
Definitely. I was talking to Shaq.
Yeah, definitely. You know what they call me in the soccer world?
Oh.
David Blackham.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a fun draw, I can tell you that now. Tom, great to have you with us. Now, I know you're very familiar with football, but we're going to talk about the one with the round ball. Look, can you just tell us how big a deal this is going to be for North America?
Yeah, certainly incredible to have this incredible event come to North America, and we're all counting down the days. I know there's huge anticipation always for this event, and this is, I believe, in America, you're going to be unlike any other event that America's seen.
Indeed. Okay, so Rio, are you ready?
Much. Yeah, I'm ready. I forgot my pen. Yep. Oh. We got
a pen. I got one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. I know.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Step on.
No.
Another way. Go get him.
There he goes.
I said over him, Kevin, not under him.
You play too much. It's a serious thing, man. Take it serious. It's the draw.
Oh, man. You know that the rehearsals weren't like this. These guys have gone off script. But anyway, listen, let's get down to business, guys. These are the teams in pot one. So as you can see behind us, guys, three co-hosts. I mean, they've already been drawn from pot one. They go into group A, B, and D, and that means that there are nine teams still to be drawn. Right, Sam? Are we getting
there? Yep, that's right. But one thing to remember with this draw, as per the draw procedures, which Rio was so perfectly taught earlier on, the four top teams in the FIFA Coca-Cola World Ranking will be drawn in a way where the top two, Spain and Argentina, must be drawn in different pathways. So that means if they both win their group, they would only meet in the final if they make it that far. Now, the third and fourth place teams, France and England, also need to be drawn in opposite pathways so that if they win their group, they would only meet the top two ranked teams in the semi-finals. This is only on the basis that all four teams win their group and get that far.
Okay, so if England win their group, they could only meet Spain or Argentina in the semi-finals.
Yeah, that's correct. But remember, only if all win their groups.
Oh, so, okay. It's like the NBA playoff bracket, right, Shaq? Listen, so whoever you're watching this in the world, it is time right now. The FIFA World Cup 2026 technical draw powered by Aramco. Tom, it's your turn, man. Let's go.
Ready?
Yep, yeah, out of pot one, we're starting.
All right, first up, Brazil.
Hey. Ooh, look at the cheers. The record five-time champions are the only team to have participated in every World Cup and lifted the trophy in Mexico in 1970 and again here in the US in 1994.
Carlos Ancelotti, his Brazilian team will go into Group C in position one.
Okay.
Good start, Tom. Good start.
All right.
Next ball.
Seemed easier in rehearsal. Okay. Next up, Germany.
Yes, the four-time champions and record eight-time finalists, Germany, are gearing up for their 21st appearance at the tournament. That's more than any other European country.
Yep, Germany going to Group E in position one.
Okay.
Okay.
Get into a rhythm.
Right.
They are a bit fiddly.
All right. Netherlands.
Eight. The three-time runners-up reached the quarterfinals at the last World Cup in 2022.
Yes, the Netherlands go into Group F in position one.
Okay. Next ball, Tom.
Belgium.
The Red Devils have twice reached the semi-finals. They were third in 2018 and fourth at Mexico 86.
Yep, Belgium go into Group G in position one.
Okay, okay. And again.
Spain.
Oh, look at the cheers from that. Spain lifted the World Cup trophy in 2010, becoming the fifth different European team to do so and the eighth overall.
Yep, Spain going to Group H in position one.
Okay.
Good.
You're doing well.
One more. Argentina.
There you go. Ooh, the defending champions, the first South American team to book their spot. Can Argentina now defend the title they won in such thrilling style in Qatar and lift this trophy for a fourth time? We all remember that final, right?
Yeah.
Yes. I hope you do. Thank you.
Well, we have a factor here, Sam, just so you know. The first one. Argentina going to J1. And we skip I because Spain and Argentina, they must be in separate pathways. So Argentina, Group J, and they're going to position one.
Okay.
France.
At the last seven World Cups, France have reached the final four times, winning twice in 1998 and 2018.
We go back to Group I, where France will be in position one. Okay. Almost there, Tom.
Okay.
Two more to go.
Portugal.
Oh, wow, we have some Portuguese in the house.
That was a great applause, great. Third on their debut appearance in 1966 and fourth in 2006, Portugal are heading to their seventh successive World Cup.
Portugal going to Group K in position one.
Okay, one more to go.
Last one.
Okay.
Almost there.
You got it. We believe in you.
Good luck to you three. Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Rio.
Yes.
England.
I was wondering where we were going to be out.
And finally, England, the 1966 champions, were the first European team to qualify, winning all eight games without conceding a goal.
Yep.
So, being neutral, right?
Yeah, I'm being as neutral as I can be.
Okay.
England going to Group L in position one, and that caps off pot one. So thanks a lot, Tom. Great work. Danny, where are you in the crowd? Where are you? There you are. Which superstar have you got now?
I'm over here. I know you got a lot of legends up there, but I got one myself over here. Iker Casillas, 2010 World Cup winner. How excited are you? Yeah, bring it up. There you go. How excited are you for this World Cup?
Bueno, pues algo maravilloso, algo que yo creo que es novedoso, que al final todo ha evolucionado para bien y cuanto más equipos, cuanto más gente pueda disfrutar de un evento tan importante como es este, yo creo que llega a cualquier rincón del planeta, es bueno para el fútbol y bueno para las aficiones.
¿Y sabes que la última vez que ganaron estaban en Grupo H también?
Bueno, pues mira, pues esperemos que pueda ser una premonición, que pueda ser una continuidad de lo que pasó en Sudáfrica. Y yo creo que tenemos una buena selección, respetando a todas las que se van a dar cita aquí en Canadá, Estados Unidos y México, pero España yo creo que parte como una de las favoritas.
Perfecto, muchas gracias. Hey, Rio, did you ever get to score on him?
Pardon? What type of question is that, Danny? I'm a defender.
Oh, I know, but you come up for headers all the time.
Yeah, no, but listen, see what I'm saying? This one in the script,
guys, professional.
What are you trying to do right here? I mean, look. Let's move straight on. We've got the big man Shaq on my right hand side ready to roll, and I'm sure everybody in here is waiting to see who their team is going to be playing. So Shaq, take it away.
BT.
But here, wait, Shaq, one second.
Stop.
Here are the 12 team nations that are in pot two first, the video first.
Okay, so for this one, there's one important thing to remember about Pot 2. Now, as explained earlier, teams from the same confederation can't be drawn into the same group, except for European teams.
So that means the three South American teams in this pot, K, cannot be in the same group as Argentina or Brazil.
Exactly. You're getting the hang of it, I love it.
Yeah, we are. Those kids taught me well, guys. So, great, Shaq. Now is the time to get your hands in amongst the balls.
Yeah. All you.
Korea Republic.
This is Korea Republic's 11th successive appearance at the World Cup. They famously reached the semi-finals as co-hosts in 2002.
Korea Republic go into Group A in position 3, joining Mexico.
Okay, let's go again, Shaq.
Switzerland.
Switzerland have reached the quarterfinals on 3 occasions, the last time coming on home soil in 1954.
Yes, Switzerland going to Group B, joining Canada in position 4.
Okay, all you. You're doing a great job.
Crack it open, just crack it. Morocco.
Hey.
Ooh. Wow.
Yep, definitely wants to watch history makers in 2022 as the first African team to reach the semi-finals, and they were also the first African team to qualify for 2026.
What a game. Morocco going to Group C, and they're going to be Brazil's first game at the World Cup. Huge game.
That's going to be, love it. Okay, you're doing well. Do you hear that? Do you hear the crowd there?
I think he's getting the hang of it now.
He is.
Australia. Big noise there.
There they are. The Socceroos have reached the knockout stages twice in 6 previous participations in 2006 and 2022.
Australia will go into Group D, joining the USA, and they'll be in position 3.
Okay, let's go again, Shaq.
You got this. Ecuador.
Second in qualifying with the fewest defeats and fewest goals conceded across South America, Ecuador are now heading to their 5th World Cup.
Ecuador going to Group E, joining Germany, and they go into position 4.
Okay, your time again.
Continue, Shaq. Japan.
Samurai Blue were the first team to qualify back in March and have reached the round of 16 4 times, including in Qatar 3 years ago.
Yes, Japan will be facing Netherlands in the first game in that group, in Group F, as they go into position 2.
Okay, let's go. You're doing very well.
Islamic Republic of Iran.
This will be the 7th time we see the Islamic Republic of Iran at a World Cup, and this is their 4th successive appearance.
Islamic Republic of Iran go into Group G, and they go into position 3.
Okay.
Let's continue.
Your time again, Shaq. Let's go.
Uruguay.
The very first FIFA World Cup host in 1930 lifted the trophy on home soil and then won it again in Brazil in 1950.
Uruguay going to Group H in position 4. That will be the closing game against Spain of that group.
Ooh. What are you doing? Well, this is actually turning out to be good.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go again. Picking out some good ones.
Senegal.
Yes. Ooh. A win over reigning champions France set Senegal up for their best World Cup performance so far when they reached the quarterfinals in 2002.
And Senegal go into France's group, which is Group I, and that is the first game of that group. France versus Senegal. Wow.
Oh, this is turning out to
You're
be
doing well,
amazing
Shaq. Picking out some
Let's
winners.
Go again. I'm picking some blinders. Love it.
Austria.
Okay. Austria finished third in the 1954 tournament in Switzerland and are back in the finals for the first time since 1998.
Yep, Austria, they join Argentina in Group J and they go into position three.
Okay, two more to go.
We're getting there.
We're getting there. You're making it look easy now.
Colombia.
The 2014 quarterfinalists come into the tournament with confidence after setting a new national record for goals scored when finishing third in the South American qualifying round.
Yep, and Colombia, they go into Group K, into position four.
Final goal. You've done it.
Croatia. Wow.
And finally, Croatia, the 2018 finalists. Croatia twice won bronze medals at the FIFA World Cup in 1998 and 3 years ago in Qatar.
Yep, and Croatia, they go into Group L in position two, which means that is England's first game at this World Cup. Shaq, man.
Shaq, you've done it. You've done it again.
Yeah, anyway, thank you very much, Shaq. Well done. Danny, where are you again?
Well, I'm here with Maya Yoshida. Maya, the last time that Japan played the Netherlands was in 2022 when you guys beat them in the opening game. How do you feel about this time around?
Well, it's always tough, you know. I just spoke with Ronald, my old coach, and just before coming in here. It's going to be tough, but it's always good. The coach, Moriesa, always wants to play against the best team. We can, which we can play, so well, it's going to be fun.
Great, well, thank you so much. And Rio, back to you.
Thank you very much, Danny. And that's 24 teams down, 24 to go, so let's go. Look at the teams from pot three.
teams in Pot 1 and 2. There are certain factors which will determine which group teams from Pot 3 will be drawn into.
Yes, of course. There can't be more than two European teams in one group and not more than one team from another confederation. So don't forget that there's placeholders in Pot 4 to take into consideration too, guys.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Okay, right. With all that in mind, guys, Aaron, let's knock this out of the park. I got you.
Let's do it.
Your hands dry?
South Africa.
Hey. Bafana Bafana are making their first appearance since becoming Africa's first World Cup host back in 2010.
Well, can we just take a breath? This is the first game. This is the opener for the World Cup. So South Africa, they go in to Group A, position 2, June 11th, Mexico City, Mexico, South Africa. Huge game. Yeah. What a start.
Great start.
Let's go, Aaron.
Over to you, Aaron.
Qatar.
Hosts and debutants in 2022, Qatar came through the fourth round of qualifying in Asia to clinch their spot.
Qatar go into Group B in position 3.
Okay.
Very good.
Back to you, Evan.
Paraguay.
Oh, wow. Wow. Paraguay are back on the global stage for the first time since reaching the quarterfinals in South Africa in 2010.
I think we've got to explain, because I think people are getting this wrong maybe, right? So I've got a couple of things to explain. There's factors here. Paraguay, they go into Group D, position 2. That's USA's opening game of the World Cup, June 12th, in Los Angeles. We skip Group C, just so you know, guys, because two teams from the same confederation cannot be in the same group, just if you're wondering. And Brazil is in C.
Those kids talk okay? Really well.
I'm getting there.
Okay, Aaron, back to you.
Cote d'Ivoire.
Okay. The reigning African champions have been to 3 FIFA World Cups before. Will 2026 be the first time they reach the knockout stages?
Yeah, we have another factor here. We're going to put Cote d'Ivoire in E3, position 3 in Group E. We have to skip Group C because of Morocco being from the same confederation. Are you with me, guys?
Yeah.
Good.
Yes.
Right, that's good. So they go to Group E.
Okay.
Tunisia.
Oh.
After 6 participations that ended in the group stage, Tunisia will be aiming to reach the knockout rounds for the very first time.
Guys, we're going to have to skip again because Tunisia cannot go in the same group as Morocco, as we told you before, same confederations. So we go all the way to F, where they go into position 4.
Okay, back to you, Aaron.
Egypt.
Aaron, what are you doing? Oh boy. Egypt are heading to the finals for a fourth time. They'll be aiming to claim their country's first ever win at the tournament. I have a feeling I know what's happening.
Yeah, we have another factor. Mo Salah's Egypt have gone to Group G in position 2. That's the opening game versus Belgium. Like we said, they skipped Group C because Morocco are there from the same confederation.
Okay. Back to you, Aaron. Let's see what you're going to pull out this time.
Scotland.
You hear the cheers wow. there? Love that. It's been 28 years since we last saw Scotland on the global stage. Can they now reach the knockout rounds for the first time at the ninth attempt?
Now we go back
yes.
to Group C, and Scotland can go oh. in position four. So they're in the group with Brazil and Morocco.
That's shaping up to be a good,
very good group.
Love that. You're doing well. We got you. Next ball, next ball, please.
Saudi Arabia.
Okay. Saudi Arabia were the only team to defeat the eventual champions Argentina at Qatar 2022 with a sensational opening game performance.
Yeah, no one would ever forget that. But Saudi Arabia, they go into Group H in position three, joining a very, very mouth-watering group of Spain and Uruguay.
Wow, you're doing very well. Let's keep it going. Next ball, please.
You're very clean so far, Aaron.
Algeria.
This will be Algeria's fifth appearance at the finals and their first in 12 years.
Yep, Algeria. We have to skip again, guys, because in Group I, Senegal are there and they're from the same confederation. So they go into Group J, position two. Argentina's first game at the World Cup, the World Cup holders against Algeria.
Wow. Okay, let's go again.
Uzbekistan.
After near misses ahead of the 2006 and 2014 World Cups, this is the first time the Central Asian country will feature in the final tournament. What are you guys laughing about? You should have split those two up.
I know. Well, let's, we've got factors here. So I'm going to take Uzbekistan and put them into Group K in position three. And we skipped I because of teams that are yet to be drawn. So we wait for them teams to be drawn in the next pot. So we're going to have to move on.
Okay.
And we'll wait for them.
Back to you.
Confidence.
I know. You're doing so well.
Panama.
Debutants in 2018, Panama are back at the World Cup and will now aim to pick up their first ever point at the finals.
Factors again, guys, and due to teams yet to be drawn, like I said before, we've had to skip all the way to Group L, where Panama will go in position four, and they'll be in the same group as England and Croatia.
Okay, and the final ball, Aaron.
Norway.
And finally, Norway. They're back for the first time since 1998, and boy, did they do it with a bang, scoring more goals in qualifying than any other European team.
Yep. Norway, they go into Group I, and they go into position four. So, Aaron, brilliant job. Clean hands, clean hands. You knocked that out of the park. But you could be the MVP for me at the moment in the draw. Sorry, guys. But Danny, there you are. Spotlight's on you, man. Let's go.
Well, I'm hearing a lot of oohs and ahs and murmurs, lots of excitement. Yaya, I'm here actually with legend Yaya Touré. Sorry, let me not say without legend. Cote d'Ivoire, four-time champions, Germany. How are you guys feeling about getting out of the group?
Well, I think compared to the last group, we've been when we were in the World Cup, you know, I think it's quite okay, to be honest, you know. I hope the target this World Cup coming is going to be finishing the going through to the first round, right? And let's see, you know, 4 is going to be a bonus for us, you know? And I believe my fellow brothers are going to make us proud, yeah?
Well, best of luck to the African champions. And I know you and Rio, you guys used to play for rival clubs. You guys friends?
Yeah.
Of course we're friends.
Brother, yeah.
What are you trying to do here, Danny? I know you're trying to get in the middle here. What are you
I'm
doing?
Trying to start it up. I'm trying to heat it up.
But I haven't really forgiven Yaya for that 2012 title race where they took it off us. It's fine, but...
You'll get over it.
I'm over it, man. Come on, let me live, man. But we've got 12 more teams to be drawn. These are the nations in pot four. So let's go to the video.
Pot 4 is a little different to the others, as there are 6 placeholders for the remaining places.
Yes, and so I know this one from the whiteboard and the boot camp that I was kind of involved in. There are 4 places available for European teams. 2 will qualify from the FIFA playoff tournament. That's the last 6 places. And now, Wayne, all the pressure's on you. Everyone in Canada is waiting for you to pick out the first game for your nation. So let's go.
Okay, we got the winner of Denmark, North Macedonia, Czechia, Republic of Ireland.
Okay, so that's going to be the European playoff D. The potential debutants, North Macedonia, will face Denmark, and the winner will then meet either Czechia or the Republic of Ireland for spots at the finals.
Yep, the winner of playoff D goes into group A, and they go into position 4.
Wait, stop. I mean, okay, sorry. Now you can do it. Sorry.
I want to know how I got all the names. The winner between Italy, Northern Ireland, Wales, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Okay, so that's European playoff A. The 4-time winners, Italy, take on Northern Ireland. And the winner of that game will face either Wales or Bosnia and Herzegovina for a place at the World Cup.
Great, great job there. We've got the opening game there for the hosts. Great pull there, Wayne. On June the 12th in Toronto, that game will be played. Hold on, Wayne, one second.
Wait.
So the winner of playoff A goes into group B, into position 2.
Okay, Wayne, if you'd like to pick the next ball, please.
He's quick, man.
He's
quick.
Haiti.
Yes. Haiti have appeared at the World Cup once before, 52 years ago in 1974.
Yep, and Haiti go into group C, completing that group, and they go into position 3.
Okay, Wayne, if you'd just like to pick the next one, please.
Good group. I like that group.
Yeah. Oof.
Curaçao.
Okay, so more than half of Curaçao's 156,000 population could fit into the New York, New Jersey Stadium, where the FIFA World Cup 2026 final will be played.
Curaçao will go into Group E in position 2, and one of the factors, the opening game is against Germany, before we go into the factors. We skip D, because every single group must have a European team, so that's why we've gone forward to Group E and missed out Group D.
Okay, Wayne, next ball, please.
It's quite difficult, this, isn't it? Difficult to get a hang of this.
The winner of Iraq, Bolivia, and Suriname.
Okay, so that is FIFA playoff 2. Now, Iraq are hoping to reach the World Cup for a second time, and they await the winner of the match between Bolivia and Suriname. Whoever comes out on top in the final will book their place at next summer's tournament.
Yes, once again, we have factors here, guys. So I'm going to put them into Group I, where they go forward in position 3. So we skipped a few groups there due to the multiple teams in the playoffs. Okay? So we go to the next one.
Next ball, please.
Aaron, you get that? You get that?
Cabo Verde.
Hey. One of 4 debutants to have already secured their place, Cabo Verde is the 3rd smallest country by population ever to qualify for a FIFA World Cup.
Yep, and we take Cabo Verde to Group H, and they go into position 2, and this is Spain's opening game of the tournament.
Wow.
So we skip Group D, because the European team has to go in there, as we said before. And we skip Group F and G, due to teams yet to be drawn. I know we're getting there, guys. We're getting to understand it. I know you are. I know you're with me.
Wayne, you're doing a great job. Next ball, please.
We're all confused up here.
There's a few out there as well.
You're doing a great job. Trust me.
Okay, I've been practicing this one all morning. The winner between Turkey, Romania, Slovakia, and Kosovo.
Okay, so that is European Playoff C 2002 semi-finalist Turkey hosts Romania, and whoever wins that game will take on either Slovakia or Kosovo, who are hoping to make their World Cup debut in 2026.
As I discussed earlier, telling you that every group needs a European team in there, so we go back to Group D. Now we've got it, and they go into position four.
Okay, next ball, please.
The winner between Ukraine, Sweden, Poland, and Albania.
Okay, European Playoff B, Ukraine hosts Sweden. And the winner of that game will face either Poland or Albania for a spot at the finals in North America next summer.
Yep, the winner of Playoff B goes into Group F, into position three, and that completes that group. Well done, Wayne.
Yeah, next ball.
Let's go again.
You are making this look very easy,
yeah,
I have to say that.
It's slick, very slick.
Jordan.
Jordan were one step away from reaching the 2014 World Cup, and this time they'll be making their tournament debut.
Yep, we skip another group here because of factors that we spoke about before. They go forward to Group J in position four, and we skip G because of Iran, same confederation.
Okay, I think by now you all have it.
I'm ready. Wayne's flying.
You are flying.
We're not confused anymore.
Okay.
I think we are getting there, which is good.
Congo DR, Jamaica, and New Caledonia.
Okay. Congo DR await the winner of the match between Jamaica and potential tournament debutants New Caledonia. Now, whoever wins that final will advance to the World Cup.
Yep, and the winner of Playoff 1 skips forward to Group K in position 2. This is Portugal and Cristiano's first opening game in the World Cup. And the factors were there were teams in the playoffs, so we've got to make sure we don't put them in the same groups.
Okay.
So now we go to the next team.
Yep, almost there.
It's getting confusing. Ghana.
Ghana.
The 2010 quarterfinalists are known as the Black Stars, a reference to the West African country's flag, and they've now reached 5 out of the last 6 editions.
So this is the last factor of the draw. You'll be pleased to know that, guys. And we skip Group G. We go to Group L, position 3, and that completes England, Croatia, and Panama's group. And obviously they couldn't go into the group with Egypt because they were from the same confederation. We're through it. Last one.
Final ball.
Last one.
Final one.
New Zealand.
And finally, New Zealand. Thanks to the expansion of the tournament to 48 teams, the All Whites are the first team ever from Oceania to secure a direct qualifying spot.
So there you have it, guys. The last team in the draw has been pulled out. New Zealand going to Group G in position 4. So Wayne, great job. Well done. Thank you so much. What a great job by the great one. Danny, we're going to come to you again. Great job.
Well, Rio, you guys did a great job up there. And we've got all the groups now. And I'm with Ghana star Asamoah Gyan. When you look at that group, do you think the Black Stars are going to make it to the knockout stages?
Well, I think it's a very tricky group right now. And all the four teams wants to qualify, and definitely we are optimistic back home. Everybody back home wants Ghana to qualify, so we'll do our possible best to qualify to the next stage.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much. Time to wrap it up, Rio, and I feel like they're going to beat England if it's up to me. You know?
You feel like what?
I feel like Ghana might beat England.
This is what I'm saying, man.
That's my first prediction.
Well, I'll see you backstage. We'll talk about it. All right? So that concludes the draw, guys, and wow, we have some fantastic matches to look forward to in Canada, Mexico, and the US.
Yes, we certainly do, and what a job from our four North American greats. It was an honour to share a stage with them. Please show your appreciation for Tom Brady, Kim O'Neill, Aaron Judge, and Wayne Gretzky.
So, guys, 48 teams, 12 groups. Let's recap them all. Let's go. The four nations in Group A are Mexico, South Africa, Korea Republic, and the winner of Playoff D.
In Group B, we have Canada, the winner of Playoff A, Qatar, and Switzerland.
In Group C, we have Brazil, Morocco, Haiti, and Scotland.
Group D, USA, Paraguay, Australia, and the winner of Playoff C.
Group E, we have Germany, Curaçao, Cote d'Ivoire, and Ecuador.
In Group F, Netherlands, Japan, winner of Playoff B, and Tunisia.
In Group G, we have Belgium, Egypt, Iran, and New Zealand.
Okay. And Group H, we have Spain, Cabo Verde, Saudi Arabia, and Uruguay.
In Group I, we have France, Senegal, winner of Playoff 2, and Norway.
Okay, what amazing groups we have. Let's look at Group J, Argentina, Algeria, Austria, and Jordan.
In Group K, we have Portugal, winner of Playoff 1, Uzbekistan, and Colombia.
And finally, Group L, we have England, Croatia, Ghana, and Panama.